Hi, my name is India Harville. I'm 39. Today is Sunday, August 30th, 2020. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm speaking with Kathy, and Kathy is a client at Charlotte Maxwell, where I work.
Hi, my name is Katherine Mills, and I'm here this morning getting ready to explain how great I love Charlotte Maxwell. I'm here in Emeryville, California. Today's date is August 30th, and my age is 63. After I recovered from my surgeries and my treatments that I was getting at UCSF, I could not wait to get to Charlotte Maxwell, and they took me right in with open arms, set me up to come in for the intake, and it was all so great. And I've been going there ever since, let's see, the end of 20, well, 2011, ever since 2011, I've been going
Wow.
to Maxwell.
But do you remember anything about your first appointment?
Yeah, my first appointment, it was great, because that particular day when I came in, I received acupuncture, and that was my first time ever receiving acupuncture. And before it even started, the person that was giving it to me, she explained everything to me, how it was going to do, how she was going to do it. And after that, I mean, it was like all good. And I've been getting acupuncture ever since, and I miss it. And I can't wait to start back getting it, and along with all the other treatments that I get at Charlotte Maxwell. I can't say nothing but all good things about Charlotte Maxwell, because they have brought me a mighty long way.
I know it's been really challenging with COVID-19 and shelter in place and having Charlotte Maxwell closed. We can't get you acupuncture right now, but we do have acupressure where you can push on places yourself and we can do Reiki from a distance. So it's not the same as being in the clinic, of course, but what do you miss the most about being in person in the clinic?
I just being there overall. I mean, to me, just going there for my appointments, it's to me like I tell other people that I know that are cancer survivors or going through the process of treatments and everything. When you go to Charlotte Maxwell, it's a day of pampering. I mean, it's just, you know, the energy there is just so great. I mean, you just, when you walk in the door, it just seemed like whatever's going on in your life, good or bad, it's just like the weight has been lifted off of you, because you know that you're in good hands when you walk in there. And everyone that I have referred to Charlotte Maxwell, they are so happy. And I mean, I tell everyone, when you go there, you're going to feel great. I mean, it's no ifs and ands and buts about it. And I mean, I just can't wait for COVID-19 to disappear. And Charlotte Maxwell opened doors so that we could come back for all the good stuff. Cancer does not run in our family, and I'm the baby. And after knowing that three cancers in three parts of my body, I mean, my family, they was just shocked. And I had to prepare myself for it. And Charlotte Maxwell, if it wouldn't be for them and the man above, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. I mean, because it was just so much at one time too. I'm just like thankful that Charlotte Maxwell played a big part of this in my life. My doctors were very I'm happy that I got involved with Charlotte Maxwell, because they could not believe everything that I was going through all at one time. And I was like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Can you say a little bit about where you are now?
I can't be no more happier than where I am now. Let me tell you, it was a journey, and wow, like I tell people, I'm a walking testimony. It was very challenging, and I thank Charlotte Maxwell to the fullest for everything that they have done for me.
You mentioned a little bit about being able to talk with other clients at Charlotte Maxwell. How has that supported you in your journey?
A lot. It did, because I was able to share my story with them and give them a better, be there with support for them, because a lot of them, they were kind of like not familiar with Charlotte Maxwell, and and a lot of people, when you're dealing with health issues and stuff, it kind of like you shut down. Mm-hmm. You don't want to share a lot with other people, and but me myself, in order to move on in life, you have to open up so other people will understand you, and where you could be there for them in any area, that they may need. And that's what I shared with a lot of clients that I refer to Charlotte Maxwell, and the ones that I refer there, they still go there, so they're very pleased.
I'm so glad that you've had that support and that you've been able to extend that support to others in the community. It's really beautiful. It feels like, in some ways, you're an ambassador for Charlotte Maxwell.
Yes, I try my best, and I just like everyone to just be comfortable, and I know it's hard because we are in trying times right now, and you just stay positive and pull out that Bible and start reading that Bible, and it'll get you through it. Life is hard now. It's very hard, and I'm dealing with some things right now, but I just keep praying and praying and praying, and I just say it's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
Before you came to Charlotte Maxwell, you said that was your first time getting acupuncture at your first appointment. But had you had other experience with complementary and integrative medicine? Did you try these other modalities before Charlotte Maxwell, like Reiki or all of those things?
No, I didn't. I mean, it was like Charlotte Maxwell saved the day, saved my life. I mean, because I did not try any of this other stuff. I had heard about it, but I never had tried it, because, I was always like, whoever would thought that I would have to be going to a cancer resource center? That never, ever got into this head until then. And now, I'm blessed. I tell people, acupuncture, Reiki, Crackle, Seiko, and a couple of other treatments that I have gotten here. Boy, when I get those treatments, I feel so refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. I just feel like a new person.
Is there anything else you want to share, or any questions that you have?
No, only thing, I just pray and hope to see Charlotte Maxwell open up real soon. I know it probably won't be until next year. We'll just stay positive and just hope for the best. I keep my fingers crossed. I'll just stay positive and just pretend and think that I'm getting acupuncture in this body.